Yeah, yeah.
What goes great with your morning cuppa?
Good morning, everyone.
The morning show. With Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
It is the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. How are we doing? Are we okay? Do we have our voices? Do we have our energy? Was it a restful weekend? I doubt it. But you know what? It's okay. We're allowed to like party hardy once a year, especially when it's the most spectacular time of year, the Singapore Airlines Singapore Grand Prix 2022. Congratulations to Sergio Perez, winning it once again for Red Bull. Now, so much coming on in the show today, okay? We've got a $100 voucher from Domino's. So if you like Japanese, you like pizza, you like your AB Mentaiko, this is perfect for you. If you're more of a popcorn kind of person, but you like the artisanal popcorn, you're not a basic sweet and salty popcorner, well, I also have a $100 voucher from My Eureka. If you haven't heard about My Eureka, they do some fabulous popcorn flavors.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
So F1, obviously, talk of the town, happened over the weekend, depending on where you are, could still currently be happening, actually. And it saw its highest number of attendance in its 13-year history. Firstly, can you imagine? We have been hosting the first ever night races for the past 13 years. And this year was the highest attendance with 30,200 people, full force, all tickets were sold out. It was amazing. And of course, congratulations to the Red Bull team, Sergio Perez winning it for them after a while. Okay, they were missing for a hot minute. Now, if you were there over the weekend, you know, rain. I was there on a Saturday and I was at Zone 1, right, which is near Nickel Highway. And I kept telling my friend, don't worry, passing cloud, it'll go, it's passing cloud. It was not. We were drenched. But you know what? That just makes for a better memory. Remember that time after the pandemic, the very first Singapore Airlines Singapore Grand Prix, and it rained all 3 days? See, that's what I mean. It's something that you're not going to forget. But you know what? If you're not really an F1 fan and you're like, can we talk about something else? Indeed, we can. Stay tuned, because up next, we've got in other news, news that didn't quite make the headlines, but definitely should have.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Carol still out of commission, not feeling good at all. Checked in on her. She's in good spirits. But you know, the only way to get better is really just to give in, relax, recover, and sleep. Same thing with Josh. So Josh Simon has a really bad case of uvulitis. I think I'm saying that right. It's kind of like tonsillitis, but it affects your uvula, and the uvula is that like punching bag thing at the back of your throat. So both of them are out of commission for the rest of the foreseeable week. Josh is supposed to be back on Wednesday, but you can show them love. Please get in touch with them, show them that you care, they're not forgotten, you miss them, and hopefully, you know, send them good vibes and they come back on air soon. But of course, if you are feeling ill, be responsible, take care of yourself first, stay home, recuperate. Okay, that's the only way to get better. Lots and lots of rest, lots and lots of water, vitamin C up. Also on the show today, we've got My Eureka and Kiss 92's limited exclusive bundle. Now, My Eureka is a popcorn place and they have amazing popcorns. These are some of the flavors: lobster cheese popcorn, kimchi popcorn, wasabi popcorn, which is my thing. I love wasabi. Also, barbecue popcorn. So if you want to give this a go, if you're just like, yeah, I like my salt and sweet, but I want to try something new, how good does the lobster and cheese popcorn sound, okay? I'll give you more details on how you can win this, but right now, the time is 6:18.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's Jill with you on the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. My partner's not feeling well, so you just have me for the next couple of days, okay? Be kind, keep me company. But right now, in other news, news that did not quite make the headlines, but definitely should, I promise I'm going to give F1 a little bit of a break right after this story, okay? So TikTokers are now posting the avalanche of videos from the F1 weekend, not flexing about how, ooh, I met this driver. Ooh, I'm walking on the pit. Ooh, I watched Kid Laroi. No. They're flexing about how dirty their shoes got. So it was so muddy, the whole of the padang became a mud pit. And people are just showing off. Look at my kicks. Look at my Gucci shoes. Look how dirty they got. Ha ha ha. I don't know why. I was like traumatized. And I made the mistake of wearing my white sandals. So not only were my feet uncovered and exposed to the mud. It was white. They were completely ruined. But you know what? Again, adds on to the memories. Also, in other news, the LTA has added 7 kilometres of cycling path to Ang Mo Kio and 4 kilometres of cycling path to Toa Payoh. It's going to be more connectivity between the schools, amenities, and Lentor MRT. So, fun fact, Ang Mo Kio and Toa Payoh were actually Singapore's very first cycling towns. And I grew up in Ang Mo Kio, and it's just gigantic. It's such a huge estate, so it's very conducive for cycling. I really kind of hope that, you know, they make the full transition so that no more cars and everyone just cycles to, you know, Ang Mo Kio Hub and to all the interchanges. It'll be great. And lastly, last weekend, I told you about a China national who snuck in 200 kilograms of meat into Singapore, like chicken, mutton, and all of that. Well, fish could be added to that list, okay? Apparently, fish prices have increased by 20% and it's going to continue to increase throughout Chinese New Year next year. So you know what? If you have toyed with the idea of becoming vegetarian, do it. Yeah, no better time than now. Just do it. Everything is expensive. And honestly, not that difficult. Go vegetarian once a day and then you kind of forget about it. So there you go. Trying to save you some money here.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
It's Jill with you, and I want to talk about food and drinks. So over the weekend, I had a friend come in from out of town. He's from South Africa, and he was just really intrigued by my lunch option of my main course and then my drink that I chose to pair my main course with. Now, only if you are a Singaporean will you understand this combination and how it actually works, okay? Stay tuned.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.
Here's the deal. Here's what happened. I had a friend from South Africa fly into Singapore over the weekend, and he was really craving local food because he used to live here as a kid, but he migrated, right? So he's like, I want to go back to the coffee shops. I want to have all the local food. So it was lunchtime, or should I say brunch, okay? It was maybe like 11 a.m. And I had... I don't think there's anything wrong with this, okay? I had mutton nasi biryani with Milo Peng. And he's like, that's such a weird combination. How can you have curry and then like a sweet, milky drink? Like, isn't that going to destroy your stomach? And I didn't even think about it. I'm like, no, man. Like, isn't this really nice? We do this all the time. This is just something Singaporeans do. We can have spicy, spicy nasi padang and super sweet teh si peng, you know? It just makes sense to us. It sparked a debate between our friends. Like, what exactly is the ideal pairing for food? So my friends have decided that the ideal pairing for anything spicy, right? Like if it's biryani, if it's thosai or whatever, then you need to pair it with either a lime juice or a ice limau. And then if it's something like, you know, chicken rice, which is a little bit more oily, or Hokkien Mee, which is, or char kway teow, very oily, rich food, you need to pair it with Ayataka green tea, you know, like a little bit lighter, a little bit more of a palate cleanser. So I want to know from you, 8855-0920, recommend me some food pairings. You know, Ang Mo's, they always have like, oh, steak is best paired with Merlo. Singaporeans, we also got our own thing. So let me know, 8855-0920, what is your recommended food pairing? And I could be giving you $100 worth of my Eureka artisanal popcorn, some amazing flavors like lobster cheese popcorn waiting for you.
Carol brings the laughter. Josh brings the facts. Jill brings the wet wipes because she's a mom. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on KISS 92.
Ariana Grande with Side to Side and Nicki Minaj on that one when she was here for the F1. Oh my gosh, how iconic. They actually brought out the cycling bikes and did the whole bike choreography to this song. Insane. Now, if you were like me and you're thinking, oi, get married already, then don't need to make music. Because Ariana Grande has been laying low for quite some time after getting married to her husband, Delton. But she just posted something on her Twitter 2 days ago. Mani Pedi Pilates rehearsal repeat. So what is she rehearsing for? I think she's going back on tour. I think she's got some new music. I am excited. But this morning, I want to hear from you, 8855-0920. What are some recommended pairings? So my friend came down from South Africa and he was very like bamboozled the fact that I ordered nasi biryani, mutton nasi biryani, and I paired it with Milo Peng. He's just like, you cannot have curry and milk. That doesn't work. I'm like, yes, it does. I've been doing it all my life. So 8855-0920, recommend me some pairings. You know, they always say like fish should be eaten with white wine. What is our Singapore equivalent to dishes like that? You'd be walking away with $100 worth of My Eureka and Kiss 92 limited exclusive bundle of artisanal popcorn. They have amazing flavors like coca malt, a barbecue, kimchi, original sea salt. Oh, wow, that's fancy. Say salt. If you would like that, just drop me a text.
They don't just get you to work. They get you to your happy place.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, what is your food recommendation pairing for me?
For me, my go-to would be chicken rice with Coke Zero.
Yes, and that's a classic.
Coke Zero is so versatile. It actually goes well with anything.
So you're just a Coke Zero. What about like, well, okay, what's the difference between Coke Zero and then what's that Coke Light?
Yes. I don't know. So to me, I feel that Coke Light has a taste that I don't quite like.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I always go for Coke Zero.
Okay, so your pairing is any food, regardless of Chinese, Malay, Indian, Coke Zero works with
definitely.
All. Wow, you're very passionate. I love it. All right, have a great day at work, Sharon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Nicole, what is your food pairing?
Food pairing. Something spicy. We have to go with something sweet and milky.
Sweet and milky, right? So my nasi biryani and Milo Peng work.
Yeah, because it's so spicy, right? You need some like the milk, right, to help you to extinguish the fire.
Nicole, you and I, we are meant to be friends. That's exactly my thinking. It's not, it doesn't hurt your stomach. It actually like makes it more palatable. It does extinguish the fire. It cuts through the oil and just allows you to like eat more.
Yes, correct.
Awesome. Have a great day, Nicole.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
8855-0920. What is your recommendation for food pairings? Because I'm telling you, nasi biryani and Milo Peng, it works. I don't care what y'all say. Let me know and you could be walking away with $100 of Eureka. Very artisanal popcorn. They've got lobster cheese. They've got barbecue. They've got just really exquisite flavors.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill. It's pretty wild. Kiss 92.
Jill with you on The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Caro, asking the question, what are your food pairing recommendations? I got Samantha on the line.
You got to let him try something local. How about a plate of chai tau kuih? Yeah, fried carrot cake, chai tau kuih. And then you pair it with a local cup of our hawker kopi. Okay, I usually go for kopi po, you know, siu tai. Yeah, well, you can let your friend try all kinds of kopi. Our local one, not cappuccino, not latte, but local hawker coffee. It is shook.
I love it. I love it, Samantha. Definitely. A lot of people texting in Ribena. I have forgotten about Ribena. Growing up, that's all I drank. But yes, a lot of people are pairing spicy food. They say mee siam and Ribena because mee siam is kind of sweet already. So there you go. Keep it coming. 8855-0920. What is your pairing recommendation? Okay. In the Western land, they always pair their wines with their fish and their red meats. What about us? What is our local pairing? 8855-0920, going to be giving away $100 to My Eureka artisanal popcorn with very unique flavors. It's Jill with you on The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Caro.
Rise and shine.
Start your your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. Asking the question, what are your food recommendation pairings? Getting so many people texting in. 8855-0920. Really good stuff. Also, pop-off is coming up and we are looking for a seal it with a kiss. So if you have a special dedication for someone, you want to make them feel special, text us 8855-0920 and we will get you a dedication. Right now, I want to hear from you, 8855-0920, with your food recommendation pairings. What food goes with what drinks? Let me know.
Be happy. Be you. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
Morning, Rihanna.
Morning.
You got a killer name. Okay, give me your food pairing recommendation.
Okay, the best pairing is one prata kosong plus one egg prata with fish curry pot all over the pratas, and then paired with teh tarik.
But hot teh tarik lah.
Of course.
Hot. I cannot. I must do a ice teh chino.
Oh, I don't really like ice because I feel like my stomach will feel like dense, you know.
Oh.
So like hot, it will like somehow like expand your stomach. Yeah.
So it's just being able just to eat more lah. If hot will expand your stomach, then you can eat more.
Yeah, and then you can enjoy it like, you know, like shook with it.
I like it. Thanks, Rihanna. Morning, Denise. What is your recommendation pairing?
I wanted to share with you, this is what my kids love.
Okay.
They love to have this truffle cheddar, you know, the one that you cut from the, you buy from Cold Storage, and they put it with garlic chili sauce, McDonald's chili sauce.
Wow.
And on the cracker, and you pair it with the syrup limau.
Well, I like that, la.
Yeah, but without the milk.
That is very, the worldly, what is it called? Fusion.
Yeah, fusion.
Yeah.
Like, you know, east and west.
Correct. You got the truffle and the garlic chili plus syrup limau.
Yeah, not so heavy, you know, like tapas kind of food.
Tapas, how old are your kids?
12.
Oh, okay. This just is a reflection of the kind of parent that you are. You probably expose them to a lot of different kinds of cuisine. So well done to you.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? Why don't I just give you the $100 voucher from My Eureka? They've got really beautiful popcorn, really unique flavors. I think your children would totally appreciate this, Denise.
Wow. So thank you so much. I think they would. They're listening in right now.
Oh, awesome. Give them a shout out. What are their names?
Caleb, Ethan, and Cara.
Oh, beautiful. Three. That's how many I want. Okay, have a great day. Have a great rest of the week. Yeah, Denise?
Thank you, Kiss 92.
Bye.
Good things come in threes.
3, 2, 1.
Carol, Josh, and Jill.
The Morning Show
on Kiss 92.
Time for a pop-off. So Post Malone is now a new daddy to a four-month-old, and he was asked the question, does she like your music? And he says, well, I play her the lullaby version of my songs, and she seems to like it. So if you haven't already worked it out, this... is the lullaby version of Post Malone's song Sunflowers. Now, if you are a parent, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, it's all over Spotify. We have all these renditions of even, get this, Metallica, but done in lullaby versions. If you haven't checked it out, it's really, really cool stuff, all right? So introduce music to your child at a young age with a lullaby version. Moving on to relationship news, Maroon 5 recently performed at Shaquille O'Neal's foundation, and Adam Levine was there. Of course, he's a singer, and along with him, his wife. Bahati Prinsloo reportedly was in the audience having a good time, smiling, looking adoringly at her husband. You know what? They've got kids. She's pregnant with a third child on the way. If they are trying to find a way to work things out, gotta respect that, man. Put the kids first. And lastly, the elusive George Clooney, who was apparently never going to get married, is now 8 years into his marriage with Amal Clooney, and they apparently never fight, and it's the easiest relationship he's ever had. Have a listen to how he describes it.
The easiest thing in our lives, by far. We've never had a...
it's maddening.
Argument.
I have a cousin, actually. Every time we see him, his first question is, so have you had an argument yet?
Would you like us to right now? Make you feel better?
No. The one thing that I think we would take credit for, in a way, is just to not be cynical, to just be open. And I was surprised that you were not cynical or guarded at all, and things just moved really quick.
I mean, that is sickening, you know, when you see someone so very madly in love and they're like, oh, we don't fight, we just love each other. But there is something to be taken away from that, all right? Not being cynical. It is a very difficult thing to do. But we should try it, okay? Coming up next, we got TLC, The Wanted, and a brand new board trend. Remember the charcuterie board and the cheese boards people were doing? There's a new one, a new trend. I'll tell you all about that coming up next on Kiss 92.
Time for a fresh start with Carol, Josh, and Jill. The Morning Show, Kiss 92.
So there is a new trend that I can very happily get behind, okay? A couple years ago, it was a whole charcuterie board where everyone suddenly bought big chunks of wood and then they would put all their crackers, their grapes, their camembert and pepperoni. I didn't get it. I'm not a cheese board kind of person. I don't really like cheese. I kid you not. I know I'm in like the 1%. Never appealed to me, but now there is a new trend. Also, a lot cheaper than cheese, because let's face it, that is some fancy things. The new board trend is butter boards. So people are now doing butter boards where they take butter, you know, they flavor it with like roasted garlic, they soften it and they spread it all over their wooden boards. And then they've got baguettes, they've got crackers. So you're just dipping your stuff into butter, seasoned butter, and you're eating it. And also the next trend is cream cheese boards. So again, they flavor their cream cheese with like honey or herbs, and it's just spread on a board. And then once again, you dig in with your celery sticks, your carrot sticks, your tomatoes. So if you are planning a party, it is the end of the year, right? So we got Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all that coming up, and you're like, okay, cheese, too expensive. Pastrami, too expensive. Think about doing a butter board or a cream cheese board. Very easy stuff.
Honest conversations,
the hottest stories,
and the greatest tunes.
The Morning Show
with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92.
All right, Li Ling.
Is it Jill I'm speaking with?
Yes, it is.
Ah, awesome. Good. So you're a one-man show.
Yeah, man. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best here.
How dare they ditch you?
I know, right? Okay, la, but give chance. They didn't ditch me. Both of them are not feeling well. Fallen ill they have. So poor thing, poor thing. You're on the way to work?
Getting ready.
Getting ready. Okay, nice. So what's your day like? A regular day. You wake up, you go to work. Do you like your job? Do you like your coworkers? Do you like your boss?
Oh, I love all of them.
Oh, lovely. Well, you know, we're going to make the day even sweeter, even more positive, because it's time for...
Seal it with a...
Li Ling, who are we showering love on today?
Okay, I'm showering love on all at DBI, and especially our youngest member, Tanish. He celebrated his 17th birthday last week, but he was away in Europe, and now he's back home.
Oh, that is so sweet. So he's your colleague, is it?
Yes.
He's 17 years old?
Yes. He's a special project manager.
Oh my goodness, at 17, how amazing. Tell us a little bit more about him.
Tanish is a bright spark in the office.
Aww.
He helps out with, you know, anything that's related to IT, like even doing up a job form. He's just fabulous.
Oh, I love that. I love it when we can praise and uplift and appreciate and show credit where credit is due to our coworkers. It's just such a good feeling to know that you are appreciated and you play a part in the whole cog of a company, right?
Yes, that's right.
What song can we get you in, Tanish?
How about Dare Your Heart?
Stereo Hearts.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Li Ling. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you so much, Jill.
You still got to buy him present, no? I mean, a shout out on radio is cool and all that, but presents is tangible.
Wake up right with The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
In just a bit, we're going to have the producers come in to tell us about their experience at this year's F1, okay? Very exclusive tickets, because for the first time in 13 years, we set a record for the highest number of attendees. 30,000, a lot, okay? I don't know math. It's 3020, a lot. It's a lot of people, okay? So we're going to find out what they felt about this year's F1. Was it their first one? I've got a few thoughts, okay? Especially about the umbrella situation. That's all coming up next on Kiss 92. Along with a $100 voucher from Domino's. Still haven't told you how you can win that one, so stay tuned for that.
Carol's the sunshine. Jill is the coffee. And Josh... Josh is the inspirational quote you got from that app you installed and forgot about, but you're happy is still there. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. on Kiss 92.
It's just Jill with you for a couple more days. Carol's recuperating. Josh should be back on Wednesday, but till then, we got you covered, man. We have popcorn to give away. We've got Domino's pizza to give away. But more importantly, we're going to have the producers come in and tell us about their experience at this year's F1.
Carol's a fur mom. Jill's a new mom. Josh, he has a mom? The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Jill with you on The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, both of whom are down and out. So we've got Joel and Jill, our producers. What's up, guys?
Good Hello. Morning.
Energy be a bit lower.
Tired lah.
Okay, tell me why.
Stayed up watching the F1 race.
Oh, did you? Yes, I noticed you came in with a Red Bull t-shirt this morning.
Yes, I did.
Are you an actual fan or are you just a poser?
No, I just happened to buy the shirt.
What do you mean you just happened to buy it?
Like, before they won, I just happened to get like the Red Bull and the F1 shirt. And
so, but why Red Bull? Why not Mercedes?
I don't know. I just got it.
Wait, how much is the shirt?
Expensive. Don't ask, guys.
How you just happen to buy an expensive shirt?
I mean, I was hoping she would have some knowledge. Like, oh yeah, I bought Red Bull because, you know, I'm a fan. They've got a good track record. Their drivers are insane. She just did the most woman thing. I bought Red Bull because, like, nice lah, the shirt.
It's a pretty shirt lah.
It is a good shirt. I dare say the nicest one out of all the shirts.
I
can't say I know what they look like, so.
You don't?
The shirts? No.
Well, Mercedes is red, then Red Bull is blue. Then the other shirts.
How do you
also.
Know this?
Well, I know a little bit, I guess.
No, Mercedes isn't red. Isn't Ferrari red?
Ferrari red.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Okay. So clearly, I went to the F1, did not see one car. I will be very honest with you. I went purely for the concerts. Joel, what was your F1 experience like?
I went for the food because my friend had VIP tickets. So he invited me along and I went just to eat at the lounge.
Oh my word.
So
okay.
worth it.
That was just so like, I mean, just flexing lah.
I saw cars lah. I saw like one or two, but you know, I was mostly keeping my eyes on the food.
Right. Jill?
Both.
What do you mean both?
Because why would you go to an F1 race and not watch the race?
That is true. Okay, she has a fair point. But coming up next, we're going to talk about prices, okay? About the umbrellas, the shirts, just everything. More F1 news coming up in just a bit.
If Carol is the burger bun, then Josh is the meat. And Jill's the sesame seed that gets caught in your teeth all day. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
So you guys were there on what days?
I was there on Friday.
Friday.
Okay, we've got producer Joel and Jill in the studio with us talking about their F1 experience. I was there on a Saturday and it just poured the whole entire time. And I tried to buy an umbrella and guess how much they were charging?
How much?
$100 for an umbrella.
$100 for an umbrella?
I kid you not, $100.
No, wait. My mom was there Saturday and she bought an umbrella, but it was $30.
Lies.
You buy from who? You buy from who? You buy from some uncle, right?
No, I bought from the proper tent, the Red Bull tent. And on top of it costing $100, you know, I waited around because I kept saying, okay, it's a passing cloud. You see, the cloud, the wind will blow it to Padang. And it didn't. So I was very desperate. So I was like, okay, lah, my friend and I, we split 50-50. Let's just get an umbrella. By the time we went back, we were like, okay, can we buy an umbrella? They said, no, sold out.
So you spent $100 on one umbrella.
No, and then... I wanted to, but it was sold out.
Oh, so you... Okay, but at least you didn't spend $100 on an umbrella.
But that's my point. People were willing to spend $100 on an umbrella.
I don't know. We got ours for
$30.
I mean, okay, technically, if you think about it, the F1 ticket is really not cheap.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, if I'm there already... And I already spent all this money on the F1 tickets. What's another 100 for an umbrella?
True.
Wow, you're dangerous, man. You're a dangerous person to go out with. Because that was what my friend was saying. She's like, I have spent so much money already. Just buy lah. It's okay. It's okay.
Right, exactly. It makes sense.
It's a marketing tactic.
YOLO attitude. I like that. It's Jill with you on The Morning Show. Joel, you may go back and carry on producing the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jill, you stick around because we're going to talk about Joel.
Bye, Joel.
Bye.
Start your day right. It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. We're going to change the music. A little bit of a serious topic. We still have producer Jill in the studio with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we need to talk about producer Joel. He's a smoker.
Yes.
And I read a study recently that, okay, firstly, smoking is bad. Did you know?
You don't say.
Yeah, it's bad. And apparently smokers are costing companies money because they take very frequent smoke breaks, right? So while the rest of us are working, the smokers are outside smoking. I don't believe this because you can vouch for producer Joel. He's here throughout the whole show, 4 hours, always working. He doesn't take a smoke break.
He is absolutely number one on productivity for me.
So therefore, I think this is a false study. But more importantly, we need to get him to stop smoking.
Mm.
Yeah, so what do you think our game plan is?
Joel, you gotta live long for your girlfriend.
That's it. Just do it for love.
Do it for love.
Okay. Okay. I expected more. I expected more emotions. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because I am a mother now. I can't imagine my child smoking. My husband used to smoke. One day he woke up and he's like, don't want anymore lah.
Oh, he did it for Lily.
No, this was before I was even pregnant. He did it for himself. Wow. So I want to know, 8855-0920. Do you have any words of encouragement? Tell producer Joel. Call us now. Tell him. Guilt him. Tell him. Don't smoke. Stop it. Quit. Give it up. 8855-0920. We're doing this because producer Joel is a beautiful soul.
Aww.
Jesse McCartney right now on Kiss 92.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Joanne on the line, could you just say some words of encouragement to our producer Joel? I understand that you were a smoker too, so you understand how difficult this is.
Hi Joel, Joanne here. Okay, I think you can do it, especially for the people around you. You yourself, your family, you will definitely find the difference after you have quit.
Awesome.
I can do it. So as you.
Oh, you can do it. So can he. What was the biggest perk of quitting smoking?
Saving money. Other than that, I think I have less phlegm.
Less phlegm.
And less coughing. Yes.
All right. So all around health improvement and you're saving money. Thanks, Joanne.
Yes. Joe, you're doing great today.
Oh, hey. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so happy that you called.
All right. Have a great week. Okay, Joanne?
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
So Uniqlo, their flagship store at Orchard Central, has a little florist outside. One stock is going to cost you about $5 and three stocks about $15. So not exactly the cheapest, but it's all in an attempt to give you better personalized customer service. They also have a repair studio within the shop. So if you have a torn pocket or you need a hem loosen, or if your belt loop needs fixing, you can head on down to Orchard Central and they'll take care of it for you. Now, if you are a coffee connoisseur, there is a barista coffee pop-up happening at Juche at very limited time from now till the 12th of October. Beautiful coffee and Hokkaido cream. So if you're really into the Hokkaido milk and cream, you got to go check it out. They've got carbonara. They've got the Hokkaido cream pie. Everything. Ooh, everything just looks really, really good. Right now, though, the Kid Laroi, outstanding performance yesterday. He actually got off stage, walked up to a fan that was holding a sign for him and had a conversation with her, like a really long conversation, asking who she is, what she thought about the show, thanking her profusely for supporting him. So what a nice guy. Here he is right now with Justin Bieber. Stay on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place.
Ready? Yeah, yeah.
What goes great with your morning cuppa?
Good morning, everyone.
The Morning Show. Hello. With Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
We have a $100 voucher to give away from Domino's for some really amazing pizza if you're into mentaiko. Stick around, man. I'm playing Wrong Answers Only. Give us a call right now, 669-10920. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. I only want wrong answers. Also, in pop-off, The Matrix is going to be getting a remake. So if you're a Matrix fan, not quite sure if you're going to like this one, okay? It's got a very strange twist to it.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Jill with you as the other two are still recuperating, so wish them well on their social medias, Carol Smith and Joshua Simon XL. But now it's time for pop-off. Okay, get this. So we all have seen the pictures of Dua Lipa and Trevor Noah cozying up at a restaurant. They were even embracing each other, kissing each other outside the restaurant. But they were just friends. Okay, I don't know how it works in America, but I don't go around kissing my friends. Also, in other news, The Matrix is going to be getting a new artistic direction. Director Danny Boyle. So he's done shows like Slumdog Millionaire, a lot of dancing in that one. 28 Days Later, not so much dancing. And 127 Hours, which is the James Franco being stuck between a boulder. Trust me, that one don't have. But now he's going to be taking The Matrix and adapting it into, get this, hip hop dance adaptation movie slash theater release. I don't know how that's gonna work. I was not really a fan of the first Matrix. Quite honestly, I didn't understand what was going on. Like, what red pill, what blue pill? I don't understand. Is it very chim? But okay lah, maybe if they make it into a dance show, I'll be more intrigued and I can pay attention more. In other news, James Gunn, the director of all of the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise, has just gotten married to his longtime girlfriend, Jennifer Holland, who is also in the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. So congratulations to them. Hopefully they can learn something from George and Amal Clooney, who have been married for 8 years but insist they are still in the honeymoon phase and marriage has just been so easy. Have a listen.
The easiest thing in our lives, by far. We've never had a...
It's maddening. Argument. I have a cousin, actually. Every time we see him, his first question is, so have you had an argument yet?
Would you like us to right now? That make you feel better?
No. The one thing that I think we would take credit for in a way is just to not be cynical, to just be still open. And I was surprised that you were not cynical or guarded at all and things just moved really quickly.
I love that. Very good lesson. Don't be cynical with your partner. Let go of grudges. Just, you know, live and let live, man. Be happy.
Carol brings the laughter. Josh brings the facts. Jill brings the wet wipes because she's a mom. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Now on the line with me, I have Joyce. Good morning, Joyce.
Hi, good morning.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, very busy.
Very busy. So working lah, not enjoying the
F1.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. Do you know anything about the
F1? Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, that's not going to help you at all because I just want wrong answers only, okay? You ready to play?
Okay.
Ready. What does the F1 stand for?
Who?
Where was the F1 held?
Bishan.
How many people attended the F1?
10.
And what is one performer that performed this year at our Formula 1? Come on.
Kit Chan.
Well, Kit Chan. Kit Chan, well, that would be really cool. No, they need to throw in some Asian and regional acts, I dare say, for the main stage. Joyce, you did it! 4 questions, all wrong. I was going to give you a 5th, but you know what? It's a Monday, I give you discount lah. You're walking away with those Domino vouchers from Domino with $100, one large AB Mentaigo pizza, one large Tori Mentaigo pizza, and the awesome foursome and one Hokkaido cream cheese fold. Oh, how amazing does that sound?
Okay. Very delicious.
I hope you have a big family, okay? Enjoy it. Bye, Joyce.
Thank you.
They don't just get you to work. They get you to your happy place.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92.
The next person we're playing, the Black Eyed Peas, Apple Diaz was actually a judge on the Filipino version of The Voice Kids, which is amazing. So my helper, who is a big fan of Apple Diaz, turned me on to The Voice Kids and now I am absolutely hooked. The reason why I bring this up, right? They obviously had an outstanding performance last night at the F1. They played twice. They played the main stage on Saturday and then they did Zone 1 stage last night. Killing it, as always. So much energy, so much good vibes, and I'm going to be talking to them today. The absolute honor and privilege to speak to will.i.am and Apple Diaz. So if you are a Black Eyed Peas fan as well, you can slide on into my DMs. Follow me on Instagram, Kill Jill, like the movie Kill Bill. And if you have a burning question for the Black Eyed Peas, slide it in there. I'll try to work it into the interview, okay? Hopefully I can get the interview up for tomorrow as well. Here they are right now. I Got a Feeling on Kiss 92.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. It's pretty wild. Kiss 92.
And now we're talking about personalized heat advisory. So this is pretty important stuff. Associate Professor Jason Lee from NUS School of Medicine is talking about vulnerable groups of people. We need to see how they can cope in Singapore's changing weather. And these groups include primary school students, people above 65, and of course, laborers who work in the sun. Now, excessive heat strain can cause really bad reactions to you. Okay, some of it include cognitive impairment, you make poorer decisions, and it reduces cardiovascular endurance and basically just makes you really dizzy and dangerous. He talks specifically about school children because of the pandemic, right? They were indoors more often. They don't play in the sun as much. So it could be very dangerous to them. So from the study, they could derive a person's actual personalized heat health index. And that incorporates the individual's physical health and the real-time climate conditions. So just, you know, prevents putting a strain on them. So think about that. The next time, you know, it's hot and your child complains, hey, they could be experiencing excessive heat strain. That is it for me today. Join me again tomorrow morning. More pizza to give away, more popcorn to give away. But right now, ending on Elton John featuring Britney Spears on Kiss 92.
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.